Everyone wants to write the world, and no one wants to do it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. Everyone wants to write the world, but no one wants to do it. Oh my, oh my, oh my, how true that is. Everyone wants to tell the rest of the world how they can improve, how they can be more wonderful, how they can be more fantastic and spectacular. But how many do it themselves? Now, we tell people, if you just be peaceful, just relax, it'll all work out. This too shall pass. And they'll say, yeah, sure, but you're not going through it like I am. Oh, I've gone through things too, but that's not the point. This too shall pass. It's not whether I've done it or you've done it. It's whether you're doing it right now, whether you are recognizing it right now. Everyone wants to write the world. How do we write the world? How do we put the world in balance? Do we go out there and put on our overalls and our jeans and so forth and get busy scraping up the badness from the world and polishing the goodness? Do we get out in the world and try to make the changes physically and do these things around the world? Or do we work from a mental point of view? A mental point of view is where it is. And that's where people are a little reluctant to work, because they feel something has to be done. They have to give money to the charities. They have to go out and help foreign nations. They have to go out and help our own nation. They have to fight for it in Congress. They have to fight for it in the Senate. They have to work on these things so that they will be done for the people. And then they protest and they anger. And what is accomplished by that? Oh, perhaps what they were after is done. But are they really happy about it? Do they go to bed at night and say, oh, that was a good bill we passed in Congress. That was a good thing that we did. That was a wonderful protest march we had. Do they really feel happy about that? Would you feel happy about that? Now, so you go out and protest, and you prepare yourself for days for the protest. And you go out and perhaps protest overnight on the staircase of City Hall or the staircase of the Congress or wherever. And you make big plans. You spend money to fly to Washington or to go to the local state house or wherever. And you have your clothes and you have your hotel room and you have all these things. And you go out and protest, and perhaps you get some results. Now, that might have taken you basically a week, maybe longer for all the planning that was done beforehand, but just let's say a week. Now that's a week of 7 days, and that's a week of 24 hours a day for 7 days. Now that's a lot of hours, and those hours are protest, protest, protest. Those hours are building up the anxiety and the tension within our bodies, building up the anxiety and tension of those around us. We are psyching up for the big approach. Now, all that beautiful, dynamic, forceful energy were just directed into saying, all is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. What great and glorious expression on earth could there be? All is in divine order now. We're not saying, my will be done, or even thy will be done. We're saying, all is in divine order now. That which is for the highest and the best for all concerned is done now. All is in divine order now. I will not say what all is supposed to be for divine order, because sometimes the will that I have is not based upon beneficial things for those involved, because I may not know some of the real things. A mother, when her child comes home screaming his head off saying that Johnny hit him, runs next door and tells Johnny's mother a thing or two. And then 5 minutes later, Johnny and his friend are out playing in the yard, having forgotten it. And meanwhile, the mother's have become worst of friends, best of enemies, you might say. And what have they done? They have merely exacerbated a problem rather than bringing about a solution. The children naturally gravitate back to their own, and they forget. Oh, they will holler for a minute, as we do. If a child falls down and scratches his knee, he hollers for a minute, and then mother kisses it and says, okay, and he goes back and plays. All he wants to know is it's okay. All he wants to know is that he got attention. And so let's give the world attention. Let's say all is in divine order now. Let's say there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. If we were to take this statement and say this statement, the world would be at peace. All of the anxiety, all of the unhappiness, all of the need that the world has for understanding would be done. The world is now at peace. All is in divine order. Take these statements. They're so beautiful. They're so powerful. They're so wonderful. And with these statements, the world is put into right order, not because we demand it, but because we do it. We do it. We speak our word. No one wants to do that, apparently. Well, we don't want to say that. We say, if everyone did that, or even if some did that, if one did it, Jesus said, if one or more are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Yes, when we speak our word, we are one or more. And we're gathered in the name of infinite love and peace and truth. We're gathered in the name of order and balance. We're gathered in the name, now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. Now all is in divine order. All is in divine order. Someone has a healing need, and you say, I see your leg whole and perfect. I see your tummy whole and perfect. I see, oh, nonsense. We say, all is in divine order now. All. There is a divinity that stands behind you. There is a purity. There is a wholeness. There is you. There is you. You are God. You are the allness. Everyone is the allness. You're allness. You're God. God don't make no junk. You're God. You're God. And when we have an illness, we want to return in awareness to our original purity and integrity. We want to return in our awareness to our original purity and integrity. How do we do that? By concentrating on that, not on the problem. Not on the problem. We turn our attention to our reality, to our purity, to our wholeness, to our integrity. That's the way the world is put to right. That's the way our life is put to right. That's the way our body is put to right. That's the way we are put to right. Is that what we want to do? Is that how we want to have our world? Is that where we want our world to be? Everyone wants to right the world, but the saying here is, no one wants to do it. Let's reaffirm, everyone wants to right the world, and everyone does it with their proper mental attitude. Everyone does it with their beautiful thoughts of the beautiful world. Everyone does it by recognizing right now everything is beautiful. Seeing only the beautiful brings about more beautiful things. The more wonderfully we respect the person, the more wonderfully respectful they express themselves. The more we bless our staff, our employees, our associates, our family, our friends, the more we respect them, the more they show respect for themselves and for their world, and in the process, for us. But it doesn't matter to us, because we show that respect first. We put the world in order in our consciousness first. And as we put the world in order in our consciousness, then it is done in a wonderful, powerful, dynamic, forceful way that didn't use any force at all, but just slid into place with the lubricant of love. the lubricant of caring, the lubricant of right thinking. Everyone wants to right the world, and everyone does it. Have a great and beautiful day. Let instant illumination illumine and guide your way, and know that in all things and in all ways, I love you, I love you, I love you.